Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. 2 days after an FIR was registered against an Instagram group for sharing obscene messages and morphed pictures of underage girls, the Delhi police on Wednesday arrested its group admin. The Instagram group, Boys Locker Room, was highlighted by a Twitter handle, which shared screenshots of the group chat, where members allegedly went to the extent of making plans to gang rape the said minors. The arrested group admin is a student of a school in Noida and had appeared for his class 12 examination this year. According to the police, he started the group in April. He initially added a few friends who later added others. According to police, they have identified 10 members of the group, of which 6 have completed 18 years of age. On Wednesday, probe began against 4 more adult members of the group. Out of the 10 members, those who are major are being examined by the police. The minor members of the group are being dealt with as per the provisions of Juvenile Justice Act, said DCP Ainesh Roy. The police apprehended a juvenile group member on Tuesday. In the presence of an NGO, family members and police, the juvenile revealed the group admin's details. He also helped the police identify other members. He couldn't be produced before the Juvenile Justice Board due to the lockdown, but the parents have assured that he will remain in the city as long as the investigation goes on. 5 more juveniles were questioned on Tuesday. According to police sources, the adult group members are being called to the police station to join the probe, while the juvenile members are being questioned at their home in the presence of the NGO and their family members. The Delhi Police Cybercrime Cell have also written to Instagram asking for the information related to the group and its members, Roy said. The social media organization has not yet replied to the police and the report is still awaited. The police have also written to 21 members of the group to join the probe. One civilian was killed in a protest that broke out in a village in Avantipura after the killing of Riaz Naiku, a most wanted terrorist and the so-called chief of banned terror group Hizbul Mujahideen, officials said on Wednesday. Protesters pelted stones at the security forces when they were withdrawing from the encounter site at Bekpura in Avantipura area of Pulwama district. The civilian was buried after the necessary formalities were completed by the hospital authorities, they said. Taking a cue from North Kashmir, where authorities did not hand over the body of a 14-year-old boy who was killed in crossfire to his family members to avoid a large gathering at the funeral, the local residents kept the death of the civilian a secret till the time of his burial. Mohammed Hazim Bhatt, 14, was killed in a brief shootout when militants opened fire on a CRPF patrol party at Wangam Ghaziabad in Kralgand area of the North Kashmir district on Monday. 3 CRPF jawans were killed in the incident, police said, adding that a civilian, Bhatt, was also found dead at the scene of the incident. However, Bhatt's body was not handed over to his family and instead was laid to rest in a graveyard more than 30 kilometers away from his village. At least 4 other people have suffered bullet injuries and 12 others were admitted to hospital with pellet wounds, they said, adding the condition of all of them was stable. Naiku, who had been evading arrest for the last 8 years, was killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday afternoon along with a fellow terrorist. In a separate encounter in the same district, security forces carried out a cordon and search operation at Sarshali following intelligence inputs that terrorists were hiding there. During the cordon and search operations, terrorists fired at the approaching police party, and in the ensuing encounter, 2 terrorists belonging to Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba terror group were killed. Facebook Incorporated's new content oversight board will include a former head of state, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate and several constitution law experts and rights advocates in its first 20 members, the company announced on Wednesday. The independent board, which will be able to overturn Facebook and its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's decisions on whether individual pieces of content should be allowed on Facebook and Instagram, is a high-profile response to criticism of how the social media company handles problematic content. Facebook said the board's members have lived in 27 countries and speak at least 29 languages, though a quarter of the group and 2 of the 4 co-chairs are from the United States, where the company is headquartered. The co-chairs, who selected the other members jointly with Facebook, are former U.S. Federal Circuit judge and religious freedom expert Michael McConnell, constitutional law expert Jamal Green, Colombian attorney Catalina Botero Marino, and former Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt. Among the initial cohort are former European Court of Human Rights Judge Andra Saho, Internet Sans Frontières Executive Director Julie Owono, Yemeni Nobel Peace Prize laureate Tawakkol Karman, Australian Internet Governance Researcher Nicola Suzor, and Pakistani Digital Rights Advocate Nighat Dad. The board, which will grow to about 40 members and which Facebook has pledged $130 million to fund for at least 6 years, will make public binding decisions on a small slice of controversial cases where users have exhausted Facebook's usual appeals process. The company can also refer significant decisions to the board, including on ads or on Facebook groups. The board can make policy recommendations to Facebook based on case decisions to which the company will publicly respond. Archie Mountbatten Windsor, the son of Britain's Prince Harry and his American wife Meghan, celebrated his first birthday on Wednesday, with his parents marking the occasion with a video of his mother reading him a story. In footage posted on the Instagram page of the Save the Children charity, Meghan reads Giggling Archie, who is pictured wearing a simple white bodysuit, one of his favorite books, Duck Rabbit. The video was recorded last weekend by Harry, who can be heard chuckling and cheering from behind the camera. Archie is the seventh in line to the British throne and Queen Elizabeth's eighth great-grandchild. His parents, who have become huge global celebrities since their star-studded wedding in 2018, are officially known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, but their son has no title. The family are now living in Los Angeles after Harry and Meghan stepped down from their royal roles at the end of March to forge new careers. Their exit caused a crisis in the royal family and came after a reported rift with Harry's elder brother Prince William and growing hostility to the media's intense coverage. The key to gauging the potential of life on any planet is to spot oxygen and nitrogen, which are key constituents of the Earth's atmosphere. But what if life forms outside of Earth have a different chemical composition and as such can survive in a different atmosphere? It is this assumption that a new high-profile study undertaken by a group of scientists and published in the Nature Astronomy Journal challenges. Headed by Sarah Seeger, an American-Canadian astronomer who is famous for her work with exoplanets and identifying atmospheres, the study suggests that the hunt for extraterrestrial life should take into account that fundamental life forms, if present in other planets, can be entirely different from any life form seen on Earth. As a result, Seeger and her team have stated that observations and calculations made by our space telescopes should search for atmospheres rich in hydrogen as well. There are key points to the observation here. For one, multiple life forms have been known to exist on Earth itself, which can sustain and even grow in atmospheres without any trace of oxygen. These organisms can be sustained in atmospheres of hydrogen, which have been observed in extreme deep-sea conditions as well as in controlled laboratory environments. However, the study further suggests that spotting an exoplanet with an atmosphere of hydrogen has multiple aspects to understand. First, hydrogen is the lightest known element and as such would have a far more expansive atmosphere, hence making it more traceable via space telescopes. By virtue of it being so light, the planet will need to exert more gravitational force to hold on to its atmosphere and, as a result, have a mass that is between 2 to 10 times greater than that of Earth. As a result, this narrows down the search to exoplanets that we so far know as super-Earths or Earth-like rocky planets that may be potential candidates to sustain life. Spotting a planet with such an atmosphere means that it may be sustained in its present form continuously by virtue of a chemical reaction, the direct explanation of which is the presence of a life form. By virtue of having such a consistent atmosphere, they would be easily noticeable in our space telescopes as well. The much-delayed James Webb Space Telescope, which is soon to be launched, is expected to be a key instrument in further identifying planets that can potentially support life. With a theory that has the prospect of changing mankind's entire understanding of extraterrestrial life, it now remains to be seen how this impacts our search for life outside Earth, a quest that has been the ultimate goal of the greatest space missions in mankind's history. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.